So because I've had to come in to have an extra... That sounds weird to actually say I've had to come in and have another drink. It was raining that severely that I have no brolly, I have no sort of plan of action of how I'm going to get from Antenna to Stenton. So being the nosy beasted I am, I overheard that a conversation with Chloe, who's one of the organisers for Game City and various other things, having a chat with a lady called Emma, and she's doing a dissertation about gaming. Emma, tell me a little bit about this dissertation about gaming. How what's it cover?
Well, I mean, this is based on some research I did last year on gaming and theatre, and when it came down to it, it was quite hard to actually combine the both because I wanted to think about how kids are more likely to go and play a game than they would be to go to the theatre. So, I mean, I just found the research really interesting and kind of want to look a bit more into some new stuff, and obviously working with Game City will hopefully get me some proper look at the event and different organisers, because it's quite hard to get wrapped up in it really, because, I mean, where I live, there's not a lot in way of contact with
gaming. Which is where?
Well, in Cumbria. I live quite far away from anything mainstream, so...
Okay. No. So it's quite a challenge to take something like this on then?
Yeah, definitely challenging.
Okay, so how far have you got?
How far?
Yeah.
The title is Gaming, and I've yet to actually... I mean, I've got till Christmas just to do research and things, and I'm still working out what my kind of main topic will be within it. I'm thinking about, like, heroes and villains and kind of iconic figures and...
Nice.
3D gaming as well, because obviously that's kind of the new stage of gaming anyway, and yeah.
So why Nottingham?
I've got friends that live in Leicester, and I didn't want to go to Newcastle Uni, basically.
Fair play to you, I mean, I can understand that. So that's quite interesting. So there's a lot of gaming companies in town, there's like Crytek who's just come into town, mm-hmm. There's a lot of bandwidth in town in terms of there's a lot of fibre optics in Nottingham, so that might be a nice little crossover for you to like explore as well. So if people wanted to help you with this, sort of feed into it, what sort of areas are you looking for? I mean, you come here to explore and see what's going on, but there must be things that are buzzing around your head as little key points that you've got, no?
I don't really know yet. I'm still kind of in the early stages of it, okay. Really. And obviously my essay that I did last year that was kind of still in the making of gaming, I didn't really have any primary sources to look at. So okay. This is going to be the first time I've actually got some gaming people to talk to and some different kind of theories behind it. So
okay. So if people want to help you out with this, how do they get in touch with you and sort of
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
My name's Emma Bayliss, okay. And obviously I'm at Nottingham Trent. Theatre design student at Nottingham Trent.
Okay, I'll put you in touch with a guy called Jag who's working with us for the Bunker. He writes for a local magazine called Left Lion.
Okay.
And he's done about three or four different pieces from morality to right across the board. Yeah. Maybe he'll have something that you can pull out. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you very much.